hearing this morning, tweeted out a short time ago that the state government is going to commit $1.12 billion to provide faster train services between Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
So the plan includes duplicating the track between Currabee and Beenleigh, removing five level crossings and upgrading nine stations.
We'll wait for more details on this later today, but that's what we know initially. Robert Dow is with the advocacy group Rail Back on Track. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Craig. Good morning, Loretta.
Is this a new plan or been in the works for a while?
It was first promoted by TMR last September, Craig. They asked for consultation on the broad concepts which you've outlined already this morning.
Mm.
Basically, it is to improve the capacity between Currabee and Beenleigh particularly. It's known as the Logan Gold Coast Faster Rail Project. We need to be a little bit careful. It's faster rail, not fast rail. Fast rail means an average journey speed of about 160 to 200 kilometres per hour. That won't be achieved on this, but it certainly will be a quicker journey between Beenleigh and the CBD. They're doing only 20 kilometres of new tracks. We would hope it would have been 22, but nonetheless, 20 kilometres is a big step forward. Basically, the track will be quadruplicated between Currabee and Beenleigh. Now, this will allow more trains to run more often, and they're straightening the line around Trinder Park particularly, where listeners would know that's a very slow, windy part of the rail network.
And that's been a bit controversial, that section too, hasn't it, Robert?
Because it has been a little bit.
The resumptions that would be required. Yeah,
TMR have done extensive consultation, a lot of work in that area. Also, with respect to the five-level crossing removals, which we're very pleased about, level crossings are unsafe. And when you've got trains running fast and frequent, you want the road and rail separated. So they're going to achieve that. That's a very good outcome. The other thing that we're very, very pleased about, which is not mentioned specifically by the Premier this morning, I don't think, in a tweet, is that the signalling technology will be improved between Salisbury and Barsty Lakes. Now, Cross River Rail, presently being constructed, will have a new signalling system called European Train Control System, which is a form of automatic train protection. What it means is that the trains can run faster, more safely, closer together. Now, that technology is going to be continued as part of the Cross River Rail project, which is between Northgate and Salisbury, going to be continued from Salisbury to Barsty Lakes. Now, we think that's really something to note. So that's a great outcome. Overall, we think this is a very timely and worthwhile project.
So will it get to that stage? Because I remember when we were first talking about the Olympics in 2032, the plan from the Council of Mayors for South East Queensland was to sort of create that 45-minute journey time between Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, even west out towards Toowoomba. Although that would be very difficult to achieve with the current infrastructure. But these upgrades, would that lead to that 45-minute journey time at all?
No, it won't. That's why they've called it the Logan Gold Coast Faster Rail Project, not fast rail.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it certainly will improve the journey time, particularly between Beenleigh and the CBD, as I've outlined. Having four tracks between Beenleigh and Currabee means that a lot more trains can run and not get held up behind the all-station services. I don't think we're going to get true fast rail for some time in southeast Queensland, to be honest, Craig. The Sunshine Coast line is still languishing. That needs the same sort of treatment that the Gold Coast line is getting, but it's happening very slowly. But at least we've seeing now some progress with level crossing removals, extension of the European train control system, two Varsity Lakes and new stations as well, and all the stations will be upgraded to full disability discrimination access standards. So that's good news.
I do note, Robert Dow, removing five level crossings. Would you happen to know which ones they might end up being?
Yes, the five level crossings is one at Currabee.
Yep.
Woodridge, Bethania.
Yep.
Homeview and one just near Beenleigh. So they're the five going. We've also got Cooper's Plains, which is further closer to the CBD, not necessarily part of this project. It'll be going as well. So that's a particularly good outcome. We've been advocating now for some time for level crossing removals, Craig, as you're probably aware, and we're starting to see results now, and that's a good thing for the community overall.
Robert, we'll wait to hear more from the Premier later today. $1.12 billion the state government is talking about for some of these improvements between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Thanks for running us through what you know so far.
Okay, can I just mention one more thing, Craig?
Yeah, sure.
In our submission that we put in on this, the TMR, we also suggested that they need to look at the location of Benlea Station. We put a proposal to them where we think they can save $250 million by relocating Benlea Station basically to where it used to be, which would mean that they don't have to do a conversion of the two-track tunnel under Benlea to four-track. So we'll see where that gets to as well.
That'll be interesting to watch. Robert, yep. Always appreciate your insight. So you know the train system better than most, and to get your thoughts. Thank you very much, Robert Dow from the advocacy group Rail Back on Track at 13 to 7.